Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Untitled Mike and Laura Project. I am Mike.
I'm Laura.
And we're here to say hello to you, fair listener.
Hello.
Thank you for tuning in.
So we're back with two shows.
That's right. We're doing a good job.
We had a very busy June.
We did. We had a ridiculously busy June. And most of May. Yeah.
Sorry.
But whatever, we're back. Hey, everybody. I hope you're happy we're back.
Cause... Yay!
Oof. Anyway, we're smack dab in the middle of July. One day passed, I guess. 16th.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
This year is flying by.
Ooh, I'm going to put in here, I'm just thinking... because I'm very proud of it.
Okay.
For our listeners who want to read more of Laura's writing.
Yes.
I have a second pen name to announce.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes. So if you want to read some more of Laura's fantastic writing, I'm actually writing under a new name, Helena Shaw. I thought it sounded very mature.
Mature?
So anyway, yes, if you want to, I've got one book out and should have another out by the end of next week.
Now, is this another, sexy lady book for ladies?
Not quite as sexy, but...
less sexy lady
less
book
less sexy, but still sexy.
It's a sexy book for people.
No, it's still for ladies.
It's still for ladies, okay.
Yeah, it's a sexy book for ladies, but it's not like super sexy.
It's not
sexy.
a slutty book for ladies.
No shaming.
I'm not... Oh, okay.
Anyway, check me out. I'm on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Smashwords and iTunes. And you read my books there.
Hey, here's a fun-filled question. What is the book called?
Oh, my first release under that pen name is called Maxed Out.
Maxed Out.
It's about a billionaire named Max.
And there's a credit card on the cover.
Yes. So keep your eyes out for me.
Okay.
Yay.
Eyes out for Maxed Out by Helena Shaw, who's actually you.
Yay! So, buy it.
Buy it, everyone.
It's even got a paperback version.
Oh, yeah? And where can they find that?
Amazon.
Oh. Isn't it like the print-on-demand thingy, though?
Mm-hmm.
But it's through Amazon.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can even have my work in print in your hands and read my book.
Which is... a reminder for those who would just be like, oh, I'm going to buy it because it's Laura. Feel free to do that.
And
feel free
to
do that. But
if you buy it and I guess I see you at some point, I'll sign it.
There you go.
But so anyway, I have another release probably the end of next week coming out.
I was going to say, feel free to do that. Buy it. But also a reminder, if you want to read it, it's a sexy book for ladies. So be prepared.
For sexy
book for ladies.
Yes. But it's already got 3 5-star reviews on Amazon.
Oh, good job.
I know.
Nice.
I know.
They're not all you with other names,
oh, my
right?
God, no, I don't do that. That's people do that.
Oh,
people,
I'm not shocked.
People get
do that.
Caught doing that.
Yeah.
And that's when things get ugly. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, nope.
Just figured I'd make sure.
Yeah. No. Oh, my God.
I mean, I know.
Amazon's way to prevent that is, it's not the best way, but you have to have ordered... a certain amount of things actually through Amazon, like actual physical items, before you can leave reviews on Kindle books.
I see.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Hmm.
It's a good way to prevent it, but at the same time, I mean, if you order a lot from Amazon anyway, what's the harm of ordering it under different names?
Right.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, eh. Either way.
Then they can't get a buying profile from you and recommend you things. That's why buying things under multiple names is bad.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you know, all this talk about your books, I'm surprised we haven't done a show about, like, self-publishing stuff before.
We should.
At some point.
Next week.
You know, I don't know when we'd have time to do that. I was going to say we should have Steve on it, but I don't know when the hell we're going to have time.
Well, we might see him, because I'm off Sunday, so we might see him at Con Bravo, and we can talk to him about doing that. I'm sure he'd really get a kick out of that.
That's true.
Good cross-promo.
I'll talk to Steve. Steve Saylor of These Warriors Are Terrible.
And we'll talk about self-publishing. Through the same site I did the print copy. I might also do an audiobook if you wouldn't mind helping me out with that.
Audiobook? So you want me to read it?
No, I'm going to read it. Oh. You just have to do the editing part.
Oh, well, that's easy then.
I know, right?
Okay. Well, actually, wait. It might be hard. You might be like, and then this happened. Shit, no. I wanted this. Shit. Shit. And then I have to edit it like a billion times.
Yeah, but I'll be good for, like, you can either sit there with me and, like, kind of keep track, or I would leave, like, 10-second pauses every time that there's
a mistake.
There's a mistake.
Test it out. Read this Nintendo pamphlet.
Okay. Club Nintendo. Members only benefits. Get games, gear, and more. PIN number plus club.nintendo.com. Oh, I messed up. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Club Nintendo. Members only benefits. Get games, gear, and more.
You know what might help to make it that much easier for me to find the edit point? If you don't count 10 out loud, because then it will look like more things are still happening.
I was doing it so people listening could hear that there was something going on.
So there wasn't just 10 seconds of silence.
Yes, because what you're going to edit out on this show.
Well, no, you talked through it. So.
That's why I talked through
it's
it.
It's all good. I like that you didn't read that PIN number on the Club Nintendo. Didn't matter.
Did you think I was going to when I said PIN number?
No, I've already redeemed it, so it's useless. Oh, you know what? They did this thing. Is I've been redeeming all these things, and something that happened is now that I've achieved Club Nintendo Platinum status, which means that usually every year, Platinum status people get a free gift. In other years, it's been like poster sets or like specialty like cases, stuff like that. This year, it's a download of a game. And I looked at the games, and all the ones that I kind of would want are for Wii U only, which we don't own.
And I have no desire to.
I don't want a Wii U. Like, there's nothing that makes me want a Wii U right now. I'm quite happy with my PlayStation 4 and all that stuff.
I played more Majigger today.
Oh, wait. Very quick update. Laura did finish Assassin's Creed 4 last week after the show. So there we go.
They can't see me, but I'm doing the...
I fucking said I was going to do it. Like,
I'm doing that, like, okay, like, a little bit of a, like, grimace, I guess. And...
You finished a game.
Oh, my God.
I beat Infamous last night, and I'm pretty sure that you're not going to beat it now because you...
No, I was... It was so funny. You were like, well, do you want to see the ending? Because it's going to get spoiled. I'm like, huh, I'm going to finish it anyway. Mm. And you were like, okay.
Hmm. But the Nintendo, the Platinum games for 3DS, there's, like... Not there, like, considering like the money that goes into getting these Club Nintendo points, like, you get them from buying new games, you know. So, those came from all the 3DS games that we bought this year.
You mean all the ones you bought?
Yeah, because even the ones that are yours, I bought them.
I only have two games,
and I bought them. Yeah. So, and they're for the 3DSs that I also bought because I bought them both, anyway. So, take that, right? A lot of money went into all of that. The free games that are basically on offer for me, like, the only one that's a full-priced game is Donkey Kong Country Returns, which is that game that's hard as balls that we don't play. Do you remember that Donkey Kong game?
Yeah, I remember. I was like, why did we not finish this game? Because we had fun playing it. We played it for another 5 minutes, and we went... Oh, yeah.
This is why we stopped playing this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they ported that game to 3DS.
Nope.
That's one of the options.
Nope.
And I'm like, no. I don't want to pay. Well, I mean, I don't want to get for free a game that's that hard. Like, it was just like... Like, I like, you know, games that aren't easy, you know? Like, difficulty's okay for me. But punishing...
Easy all the way.
Punishing difficulty I can do without. But
just like when I'm playing, I keep wanting to say BioShock, and I know that's not right.
You want to say Infamous?
Infamous! I don't know why I want to keep...
Fucking Trevor called it Destiny's Child. That was the funniest thing. He comes down, and I'm playing Infamous, and he's like, oh, is this Destiny's Child? And I'm like, what?
Anyway.
I'm a survivor.
Something happened in the game, and it was hard. And I got so mad because I literally was like, it's like, I set this motherfucker on easy. This is not easy. And I literally like threw the controller at you and went, if like, I'm not playing it again if I don't get past this. Like, I quit right now. And you were like, Jesus, I better win this for you.
Well, the woman that like hits her kid upstairs probably was like, what's going on down there?
Oh, I was
when
so
you were yelling.
I don't know if we've discussed Laura's gamer rage before.
Laura's gamer rage is something to behold. It's something. Like, we should just
Aren't you glad when I get mad at you, that's not the kind of reaction you get?
It's true. That's why it freaks me out so much when you get that angry at a video game. Like, I know sometimes I can get really angry at video games too, but I got nothing on you. You yelling at I'll never forget you yelling at the horse in Red Dead Redemption.
Oh my god, no, any horse, because I did the same thing in Assassin's Creed when you ride horses. Seriously, any moment where you're riding a horse, because like they don't quite have the mechanics of horses down
perfect, yeah,
perfect yet. Like they've done some, don't get me wrong, they've done some amazing things, but the mechanics of horses aren't quite what they could be, I guess, because seriously, nothing has ever made me madder than like when the horse mechanics fuck up in a game. And I'm literally like, if I'm like chasing someone down and I'm on a horse and it's like the horse won't do as it's supposed to do, and I just blinding rage, absolutely nothing else matters at that moment. Like literally a bomb could go off up the street and I wouldn't care. I would just be so mad at that goddamn horse.
Yep.
And, like, screaming at it. Like, and I did that with Infamous last night. And yeah. I was just so mad. Was that last night? No, it was on the weekend. It was on the weekend. But I was so mad at this one spot in the game. Like, I couldn't beat it. And I was, like, because it's a long boss fight. It's a fucking long boss fight. And you think you get it, and then, oh, no, the boss, you have to do one more super hard thing. Like, it's everything you've already done, but harder to get that last little sliver of life down. And I didn't do it. I couldn't do it. And I, like, whipped the controller at you. Not really. It was like, I kind of, like, shoved it into your chest.
You definitely did. There was a point when you took the controller, and you wound up like you were going to fucking huck it across the room. And I was just like, you better not be.
If you had that moment.
Especially because there's like a fucking controller shortage going on. Like,
if you had of like told me, because I've never actually thrown a controller.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had of actually in that moment, like got mad at me, all that rage would have went from the TV
to
me. You.
Yeah. Yeah.
And neither of us would have been happy at that moment. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I was like, I get the gamer rage. So at that point, if I were to do it again, I knew I wasn't going to win it because I was so mad and so wound up. And you were watching how it was done. You were trying to coach me how to do it.
Yeah.
And I literally was just like, gave you the controller forcefully and told you to fucking do it and sat there and watched you do it. No problem. And I was like, motherfucker, because like you weren't all wound up, right?
No.
Like I, because it got hard. The angrier you get, the harder it is to beat things,
yes.
Right? And I was just, I haven't gotten that mad in a game in a while. Like I get mad at like Assassin's Creed is one I get. I like Assassin's Creed, but except number three. But I get mad when you're like chasing a guy, and it's like, oh, there's a wall or a tree 2 feet to your left. Gonna run up it anyway.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like, no!
Actually, yesterday, I got really mad at a game, and I had to take a breather.
Okay.
Sly Cooper.
Oh, god damn it.
Yeah, Thieves in Time. I was playing that on my Vita, and there's a point in the game where there's like a literally like an 80s movie training montage in it, and there's a trophy in it for finishing the montage without making a mistake, which,
oh my god, you're not even to like beat the game, it's just to get a trophy.
It's just well, here's the thing. Oh, shut up. Anyway, I'm doing this montage, and I miss one of the things that I'm supposed to do, and doesn't matter where you are in the montage, if you tell it to restart, it starts you back at the beginning of the montage. And it's like 3 minutes of a barrage of mini games, and most of them are fairly easy. It's just that there's two that come down to timing, and if you fuck up the timing, then you miss.
Yeah.
And I redid it. Like, I spent most of my morning on the train doing it, and I didn't spend most of my evening, but I did spend a chunk of time doing the train home on it. So I spent probably like an hour and a half just playing that montage over and over and over again, trying to beat it without fucking up.
That's the thing, like, I don't think, because you can play all these games on your Vita, I don't think if I was on the train that I could actually, like, because I would be getting, there's a good chance at some point I would get so mad at something that I just wouldn't care. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't care who was around me, who could hear me.
I'm in the quiet zone, too, so I have to, like, you know, like, just kind of internalize all of my rage.
No, I can't do it. I just, oh my God.
The only time, though, that I've ever been mad enough to throw a controller, I remember it distinctly because I got yelled at for it like nobody's business, was Darkstalkers on PlayStation 1. I had borrowed it from a friend, and the end boss of that game is cheap as fuck, and I had been trying over and over and over and over again to beat it. And I'm playing this in the basement of my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, you've been in the basement. You know where that TV's set up, right? Like, yeah. There's that big TV against the wall. That's where I was playing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, like, under the kitchen, like, under the living room. So my parents are trying to watch TV. And all they can hear, like, muffled from the basement is, like, ah, fuck. Damn it. Like, just like me yelling like a crazy person. And then at one point, like, I lost and I was so mad and I threw the controller and it hit the wall and it bounced off the wall and it left like a scrape on the wall. And then my mom came running downstairs and she's like, I can hear you. I can hear you yelling and ranting like a crazy person. Is that game doing that to you? Turn it off. And I'm like, but mom, I'm at the end boss. And she's like, either you shut up or you turn it off. It's like, oh, okay.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's the worst I ever did. Because, like, I've never hucked a controller.
Mm-hmm.
I've wanted to.
Sometimes you just got that feeling. Like, you're just like, I'm going to do it. And you have, like, to, like, hold on.
No, because that's the thing. And then I hold on to it. And what I want to actually do, and again, I'll squeeze the controller. But yeah, what I really want to do...
I know you squeeze it, because when you handed me the controller, it was so sweaty.
Like, what I really want to do is take the controller, especially the way the PlayStation fits in your hand.
And just twist it?
And twist it till it snaps.
Yeah. I've had that impulse
before.
We
should... Yeah, you know what? We're not ready to be parents. I see, like, how mad we are. We're like... Huck it across the room, twist it till it snaps, squeeze it until it explodes. I also am a big fan of when I'm holding it in my, I'll hold the game. Like, I did this to my Game Boy Color a lot when I was playing Pokemon the Elite Four.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hold it in my left hand, and just with my right, I'm just like, bang, bang.
You slap the side of it?
Not even slap, but like palm heel.
It. Yeah.
Because I'm not going to punch it, but I'm like, ah! And I did that so hard once that I made it turn off somehow.
Oh.
I thought I destroyed my system. Oh. And I was like, ah! I know, it turned back on, no problem. But I was like, oh my God, get it together, girl. So that's why now, every time I go to fight the Elite Four, like, I look up what their levels are, and I always make sure I'm like 10 levels above them.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good. That's
so
good.
At least, see, I've got some strategy to try and defeat the gamer rage. Because,
mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it's a beast. A beast. I go into beast mode, huh?
No, don't bring up beast mode.
Don't this whole beast thing's been set up so I can say that and bother you.
Uh huh.
No, it's
fucking beast mode.
We've been watching Big Brother, and tonight all the guys are like, beast mode, beast mode.
I just gotta do beast mode and win.
Beast mode.
That's beast mode time. I'm the beast mode cowboy.
Oh my God, that guy's such a perv.
Yeah, he is.
Oh my God, I'm so glad they're showing it little bit by little bit. What did you drop?
The other half of this little
easy. Don't hit it.
It's right there, I got it.
Don't let the kings get
it. Tell your story, I have it.
No, that was the end of the story.
Anyway, people say beast mode, and it's got to the point where, like, beast mode isn't funny, it's, like... I hate it, and I want to murder anyone that says peace mode.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. We shouldn't be parents right now.
Well, I know, right? Murder. Could you imagine? I know, this is beast mode. I'm usually pretty good with my temper.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, the games really bring it out in me. Like, that's one thing where I will just get so mad. And, like, other drivers get me pretty mad, but not as mad as video games. But the weirdest thing is, like, people say they get so mad in, like, gridlock.
Yeah.
I don't. Because it's like, I can't do anything about it. We're literally stopped. Like, there's nothing I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well chill out. When I'm completely out of control of the situation, oh well. Can't do anything. Might as well not get mad. But I'm in control of the video game.
Yeah.
So it's like, go! Anyway, speaking of not ready to be parents, someone's 30th birthday is coming up.
Oh, don't remind me. My birthday is on Saturday. I turned 30. I'm old.
Now your parents had your brother at this point in their life, right?
Yeah. My brother is 3 years older than me, so.
And your mother was 32 when she had you?
No, she was 30.
She
turned 60 last year.
Yeah, but
she's the same age as your mom.
And my, yeah, our mothers are like within a week of each other's birthdays, which is kind of weird.
Our parents are the same years.
Yeah, both of them. But my mother was 40 when she had my sister, which means she was 32 when she had me. But like, because she's born later in the so late in the year, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Either way, at this point in your mother's life, not your dad's, because he's
older.
Older, so he's
he was 30 when he had no. Tim was.
What year is Tim born?
Sorry, my dad's 4 years older than my mom.
Oh, he's 4 years older?
I think. 4 or 3.
What year is your dad born? 51?
54. No, 54 is mom. 51.
Your mother's 53. They're the same age. My mom's and your...
Yeah,
mom's
sorry. 50, okay.
53.
Clearly, I know what days their birthdays are. So anyway, that's the important thing.
Your dad's 51, right? Because my dad's the same age as your dad.
Yeah, 51.
Anyway, what year was your brother born?
81.
So, yeah, at this point... in your dad's life, he had his first child on the way.
Yep.
And your mother was obviously 2 years younger, and she was having a baby.
Yep.
And we've got two cats, and I'm more than happy with that.
I am too.
But yeah, like, just 30 is a big milestone.
It is.
I feel so relieved that my parents didn't have me until they were, like, a couple years into their 30s, because the pressure is not on.
Right.
It's like... You?
Meanwhile, for me, the pressure's on because my parents were in their 30s.
No. Oh, God, you got an older brother. I'm the oldest. See, that's the problem. Right. Yeah,
that's true. If we have kids before him, then he's going to be
No. Like, that's the thing. Even then, we won't have pressure for a long time because they're going to take care of the baby quotient for a few years for us. That takes the pressure right off us for a while.
Right. But, of course, now that they're married, the marriage pressure is on us. So.
Ugh. I think it's different because your mom's going to have a grandbaby to, like, grandbaby with.
Grandbaby? Well, she doesn't have one yet, so.
She will probably soon. We'll see. Obviously, at least 9 months.
But yes, at the very least 9 months.
Yeah. So, anyway.
My sister-in-law is not pregnant. That we know of, no. So, yeah, turning 30.
You turn 30 on a Saturday, too, which is really cool. We can go out drinking or something.
Yeah,
it's true. It's also Com Bravo this weekend, which is pretty exciting.
So we're going to spend time with some folks.
Yeah, and luckily I have my first full weekend off in a while, which is really nice.
You actually have the weekend off?
Yeah, the whole weekend.
Wow, how'd that happen?
Well, I booked out the Saturday because I figured we'd do something, and then I guess she just gave me the Sunday off. So.
That's nice. Probably because did you tell her why Saturday?
Oh, yeah, I said,
So she probably was like, I'm always going to be hungover. Just take the day.
Usually I take the next, like, if we're, like, when we went to Stacy and Chris's Buck and Doe, I booked the next morning off to make sure that, like, I could sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was really nice of her to give me the whole weekend, and, well, like I said, I booked it off just because I figured depending on what we do, I mean, chances are we'll go to your parents or something.
Yeah. And, I'm going to trick my parents into buying me steak.
Okay.
Or just ask them to, I don't know.
I
like steak.
I like how you're saying you have to trick them. It's your
I don't
birthday.
Really have,
don't
to.
Have
to. It's
to
my birthday. I'm going to be like, let's go to a place to get me steak. Is basically all you need to do.
So anyway,
mm-hmm.
I'm still a good 6.5 months from 30.
Yes.
let's talk about things.
About being old?
Not being old, but... But like, where, like, look back at your, you know, look back at Mike Layman.
Mike Layman, this is your life.
Yes, that was what I was looking for.
Shouldn't you have, like, a book with, like, my life and then be like, do you remember this guy? And then, like, Stuart Penny, who I haven't seen in, like, fucking 14 years comes out. And
who's Stuart Penny?
Some dude I haven't seen in 14 years.
Anyway.
I just picked a name.
Now, okay, so thinking back to when you were younger.
Yes.
What did you think 30 was going to be like for you?
Fuck, I don't think I was thinking that hard about it. I don't know. I thought I'd probably be doing art of some kind as, like, a career. Because when, like, I was young, everybody would be like, oh, you're good at art. You're gonna do art when you grow up, which is dumb because you don't just do art, you know. Yeah,
it's
like
pretty hard to make a living on art.
Yeah, art is like
as someone who is technically making part of her living on kind of art.
Well, no, but it's different though. Like writing is writing. Like it's very, you know, like, oh, I'm going to be writing. Art is very general. Like there was
so
no
writing.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
it could be script writing.
It could be
book writing.
Right,
it could be
right.
poetry, play.
True enough.
Copywriting.
Okay, you've proved your point. I was wrong.
Yes.
But I mean, I could be sculpting. I could be drawing. I could be painting. You know,
still do all those. But we're living in an age where it's a lot easier to do those sorts of things and get your work out there with,
yeah,
you know, the interweb.
Yes.
So anyway. You thought you would be doing art.
Yes, I just thought I would be doing art. Because when I was young, it was something that I was good at. And everyone told me that, oh, you're good at that. You
and when
do...
we were young,
mm-hmm,
it was still believed that there would be plenty of jobs for us,
yes,
when we were adults.
Yes. They did fall from the sky. Yeah,
they went to college or university and it was just job machine. You'd put in your few years and when you came out, it was, here's your job.
Yep.
Here's your job.
That was basically it.
That's how it was in the 90s.
That's what it was, because it was, I remember my mom was saying, like, my brother and I both went to college and, no, neither of us went to university. Tim's been to school a lot more than I had.
Some of us have our degrees.
Yes.
I ain't doing shit with it, but
yes,
some of us have them.
It's toilet paper. No,
what?
It's not.
It's sitting right there.
It is sitting
it
right
looks
there.
Nice.
I know. I was
when
making,
we own a
I was making a joke.
When we own a house that has a library, it's
joke.
Going to make a very nice piece to put on the wall,
mm-hmm,
with its beautiful, like wood frame thing going on. Like,
yeah,
that's going to look very nice hanging up.
All of my diplomas are at my parents' house.
Well, again, when we move.
Yeah.
Into a house one day,
mm-hmm,
they'll go in the library, and it'll be made, like, adorned with rich mahogany, and it will
okay
be lovely, and our diplomas
yes
will look so wonderful in
the
there
rich mahogany.
That's what we're gonna get out
okay
of them.
Is
my fucking like $30,000.
We should get a fucking light, like one of those brass lights, and put it over top so that it's
no,
like,
those are corny.
Fuck you, they are. Anyway,
don't like art with lights on it.
Why? It's presenting it. It's not even art. It's a diploma. Why are you doing that? You're like sucking your face in. You're like,
because it's such a bad idea. I'm
okay,
trying to
stop.
Escape from it.
Stop. You're done. I get it.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess when I was younger, I had, you know, kid dreams that would be like, oh, I'm going to be WWF champion, or I'll be the first real Batman. You know, like,
what,
you know,
you're not rich enough to be Batman.
No, but you know, you just like, yeah, I'll be Batman, I'll just go and train, and then you do karate for a couple years, and then you're like, oh,
and then you quit karate.
Yeah, I quit karate.
As someone who quit karate, I can say that
I quit karate, but I quit karate for a good reason. I was in a car accident. My hip is all fucked up.
You can milk that forever.
I fucking walk like a weirdo. I walk into you all the time because
of
that.
I yell at you so much
yes
for that.
You yell at me for walking into you.
You don't pay attention to what you're doing.
I can't fucking control it.
Yes, you can. I'm pigeon-toed and I control that.
Okay.
That's another.
Anyway.
Yes, I am pigeon-toed,
yes,
but I control it because my mother yelled at me until I did.
Ah.
So I guess that'll work with you.
You're gonna yell
she
at
also
me so
slapped
control
me up the back of the head,
oh,
too.
Yeah, don't start that. Because I'm not a kid. and I will not take too kind. No, you're not in height or girth.
I think you said girth. But what, like, okay, what realistic, getting a little older, mm-hmm. what realistic goals did you have? Did you set yourself any goals by the time you had reached 30?
No, I was never a goal setter.
Me either.
Because, like, life changes so fast.
Yes!
And I mean, I was a victim of it myself in the sense of, like, when I worked at the radio station, I'm like, man, this is great. And then I was like, what should I, you know, how can I keep going in radio? And I didn't really think too far ahead into the future of where I'd be doing radio. And when I finally started thinking about what my future should have been at the radio station, they laid me off. So it was kind of like, okay, well, having a plan is kind of pointless. Like, there's goals are okay, but like.
Goals are okay to an extent, even. That's the thing. It's like, because I, like, when I went to university, I, so many girls I knew going to university, they had, like, married at, like, this age.
Yeah.
Baby by this age. You know, career at this age. Like, there's all this stuff that, like, and everybody was like, well, I hope to have my career job, you know, by the time I'm, like, 26 or something like that.
All of that shit's out of your control.
Well, it's not just that, but, like, when we graduated university, it's like, I guess we're all going to work at, like, Starbucks because there's no jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I know a few people who, like, their goal was to have a baby by a certain age, and a couple people who can't, found out they can't have a baby. It's like, ooh. If your whole life revolves around getting pregnant by a certain age and you find out you're infertile, like, what do you do? Like,
yeah.
That's a horrible thing to hear for anybody who wants a child in the first place. But, like, you've planned your whole life around this, and it's like, well, life threw a wrench in that for you, yeah. So good luck with that one. Or, like, how many people do we know now that are, like, divorced before 30? Yeah. Like, you can't, like, I don't like the idea of setting goals that you can't control.
Yeah.
Like, my one goal was to publish a book before I was 30. And I've done that in spades.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that was entirely 100. The only thing that could have kept me from doing that, well, there ain't much except for if I, like, got hit by a truck.
Oh, your hands got cut off.
No, because then I could use, like, text-to-speech.
Yeah.
Or speech-to-text. Like, there's apps and stuff that you can use.
Hitting the head, and now you're a vegetable.
Yeah, like, it would really be, like, I'm not going to have the internet. And,
yeah.
You know, like, there's, unless the internet were to completely shit out at some point. Like, there's nothing realistic outside of my control that could influence that. So that's why I felt it was a reasonable goal to make.
Right.
But, like, getting married and stuff by a certain age, it's like, well, what if you don't?
Yeah, like, oh, but that intends on you, you know, you have to meet someone.
Yeah, like, and, that and intends on you, another person entirely.
And if you did meet someone, like, are you going to, like, find out if it's the right person? Or are you going to just, oh, well, we got to be here in the next 6 months because
so
that's
when
I...
So many people I know did that, and now they're getting divorced.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I have to have a wedding by the time I'm 27. It's like...
Then
and
I
a divorce by the time you're 30.
Yeah.
Now, most of the people we know who are splitting up for some pretty good reasons.
Yes.
But some people I've seen on Facebook are pretty bad.
Well, I mean, even, like, I hear things through my brother. Like, people he knows are getting divorced. And he's only 3 years older than me. Like, and when I hear things like, oh, yeah, people are getting divorced, it's always, like, awful.
Yeah.
Like, people are cheating on people, or like you say, it's good reasons for people to get divorced. There are good reasons to get divorced, but they're not good reasons.
Yeah, no, exactly. You know? It's like a legitimate.
It's
a,
yeah.
Like, no, they're all legitimate. Like, how do you, I do know some people end up getting divorced because they've realized they got married too soon because all they wanted was the wedding.
Right.
And that's not good for anybody. But like, yeah. Thank goodness I'm in no rush, huh?
Well,
because there ain't no ring on this finger yet.
We have two cats together. It's done.
Yeah, I know.
They might as well be cat rings. Like,
oh no, like that's the end. Like I've been saying,
I almost said pussy rings. Anyway,
oh my God. But that's the thing. I say husband all the time, just because it's like, well, I am almost 30. We've been living together for years. Legally, we're common law, and
even I've started saying it. It's just faster.
It's faster, it's easier, it, like, sums up the situation, but it's like, girlfriend could be a girl that you could, like, it doesn't give any sort of, like, outlook on who you are as a person. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you say wife, it's like, oh, you have a stable home, you have a spouse, you live with someone, you have your own, like, place. Like, girlfriend could mean that you're 30 and living in your parents' basement. You see her once a week. Like,
yeah, it could.
But a girlfriend could also be someone you're living with for the last 10 years. Wife is, literally, you probably have a place together. You probably have your shit together enough that someone decided to spend their life with you.
Yeah.
I did see something funny on BuzzFeed when someone was talking. They were talking about, like, wedding stuff. And one guy was like, I don't know why people need, like, one comment was so funny. He's like, people need to spend all this money. Just, you know, go down to the county office. And because all you're doing is you are swearing yourself to another person for the next 3 to 7 years. And I'm like, I see what you did there. Because it's like this long, like, comment. And right at the end is that, like, little throwaway. And I was like, I get it. You're funny.
I get it. So it's always funny, too, because, like, we've been together for 4 years.
Yep.
And every so often you'll kind of give me a, like, well, if somebody would hurry up and propose, I always like to pull out the... Well, my brother took 9 years to propose to his wife. Should I go for the record? I'm going for the record, is what I say.
That's so funny. And, like, one of the girls at work said something. She's like, oh, you guys are common law, right? And I was like, yeah, you know, we've been living together for a few years and everything. And she's like, do you guys plan on, like, making it official anytime soon? And I said, I was like, I think his brother took, like, 10 years with his wife. So I really don't think it's going to be that quick. And she's like, I don't know.
Well, it's not the longest courtship that I know. Friends of ours they're getting married this year, and they've been together for 11 years. That's Matt and Michelle.
Mm.
Yeah, they've been together for 11 years.
They're also younger than us. Mind
they
you,
are younger than us.
One girl I went to high school with, she had started dating her boyfriend in 7th grade, and they stayed together all through high school and college. They, you know, moved in with each other during school and stayed together after school. And a couple years ago, they broke up.
But they didn't. They didn't get married. No. They just were together.
Now she's engaged to someone else.
You know what? There's somebody I know, and I've seen her engaged, but not married, like, 4 separate times.
Does she keep the rings?
Because,
like,
know.
I don't know if that's, like, a really good scam to make. Because rings ain't cheap.
Like, I remember the last few times I remember, she invited me to her Stag and Doe. And I'm like, I'm not going to go to that. And then I got another invite for a Stag and Doe, like, not too long later. And it was a different guy. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, it was between 6 months and a year. An entire year had not passed. But it was a second Stag and Doe with somebody else.
Like, I'm not saying this to sound greedy. Because it just made me think of that. Like, it's not that at all. But my second best reason for us to get married in the foreseeable future, number one is, you know, to be married to each other because I love you and I want to, you know, next to the 7 years. No, I'm kidding. presents. Like, you guys can say all you want, like, oh, Christmas is about giving and not receiving, and, you know, it's nice to give, and blah, blah, blah. We all know it's bullshit. We all like getting presents.
Getting presents is great.
Don't get me wrong. I like giving presents, too. I love finding the right gift for the right person.
And you're pretty good at it.
Yeah, like, I do really enjoy that, and I love gifting, and I would consider myself reasonably generous, not so much that I'm putting myself in the poorhouse to make sure everybody gets, like, a perfect gift,
all right.
But, like, I give what I can. But I think I'm comfortable enough as an adult to say I fucking love getting presents. I love, and it's not even like, because really, like, we have, like, we're 2 grown-ups with our own incomes. I can generally buy myself, like, I can't buy myself the trip to Paris just willy-nilly, but right. Like, if I want to go out and buy something that reasonably someone would give me as a gift, I can go out and buy it for myself.
Yeah, that
like I don't need someone to buy me stuff. I like just the idea of getting presents. Like,
yeah.
It's a surprise, and it's fun, and, like, you open it, and then there's something you didn't have, but now you have it, and, like, that's the fun part. It's like, I don't really need anything, but I like getting presents.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get married.
So you can get presents.
Yes. Seriously, my mother's family is huge, and we have been to so many showers. They owe me.
Shit, we better get on it before some of them start dying.
Some of them already have. Way to go, hon.
Mine's been sooner.
I guess you're right.
There. Let's compare that way. That mm-hmm. got really dark, didn't it?
Yeah, you win.
Anyway.
Is it sad? Like, my mother has such a big family. Did I tell you that one of my one of my cousins and my one uncle came in and I didn't recognize him at first?
Oh, the tea?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like last week, I was like, "Wait a minute, I know you guys." After like 5 minutes, I was like, "I haven't seen them in years."
Yeah.
I don't see my mother.
Well, that's like that's weird. Like, it's funny because like. Our families there's a lot of similarities between our families. Like, your dad's side is like my dad's side.
Yeah, they're closer. They don't get together as much as your family does.
Yeah, they get together, like, they're closer. It's the exact opposite of the gender, like, the order the gender came in, but it's the same breakdown.
Yeah.
And, like... That's the group of the family that you know knows each other, and then my mom's family they're not close, but it's also very small.
Yeah, my mother's family is very large,
but they're not close, so it's very weird that my like dad's family and your dad's family are both like really close, and then the opposite.
Like, your family more than I see my mother's family. Like,
I hope you like them then.
My mother's family, it's always been like very distant. My mother's also a bit of a black sheep of her family because she was like the only one who would like speak her mind.
Well, my mom and her brother, I always forget. Like, people ask me how many uncles I have, and I say two. I have three. I forget. Like, we don't see my mom's brother.
Yeah.
Like, you've never met him.
Nope.
And you probably never will.
Probably not.
And
like, you probably won't meet most of my mother's family.
Like,
either.
If I had been, it's the same thing like you just said. If I'd been in a room with him, I wouldn't recognize him.
Mm-hmm.
I have a cousin whose name I can't even remember.
Yep.
I don't know what she looks like. I'm pretty sure she's married. I don't know what my aunt looks like. And if I remember correctly, the reason behind the falling out was, the aunt. I'm paraphrasing here, but she's a bitch. So
one of my uncles I found out recently on my mother's side, her second oldest brother, who has been divorced for like 25 years. They got divorced not like before I was born. They were divorced.
Right.
No, not before. I think it was like right after. I don't remember them being together.
Mm-hmm.
They're back together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
After and like they'd both like been with other people since, and like, but they're back together apparently.
Wow,
weird, huh?
You know that my uncle and aunt, like Joe is Kathy's second husband.
Yes, that
yeah,
I know.
Okay,
didn't she annul the first one or something?
I don't know. Dad brings
well,
him up
long before you.
It was long before me because I don't remember this guy at all. I don't think I've ever met him. Because I actually didn't even know for a very long time that Uncle Joe was my aunt's second husband.
Yeah, he's forever. Ever.
Well, I'm glad she found him because he's great.
Yes.
He's pretty awesome. You like Uncle Joe.
Yep. He reminds me of my Uncle Jim, which is so funny.
He's also very taken with you. I think he likes you quite a bit.
Yeah.
You could tell.
We get on really well.
From the way that every time you were in a room together, he's like, so,
he grabs
when
my
you guys
hand
getting married?
And puts, like,
yeah, like
take a hint, Mike.
Like he'll look at your hand and be like, something's missing. Something's
yeah, I
missing.
Know. He'll like, actually like grab my hand and be like, pointing at it.
I enjoyed Christmas when he was trying to make a toast and he's like, oh, I thought we'd have something to toast to this.
Yeah,
year.
I know. I feel so bad because I don't think he did that with Ashley.
No, he did not actually.
But yeah. So maybe a goal for, you know, year number 30.
For 30.
Get engaged.
Get engaged.
Engage.
We need Patrick Stewart for that. He's going to be at Fan Expo this year.
Maybe. Maybe I'll propose to you.
I already told you. I said no.
Will you marry me?
No.
Damn it. Putting you on the spot.
Yeah, you did put me on the spot. And I said exactly what I said I would say. I said I'm not traditional about a lot of things, but in
which
this...
is good because I'm not about, like, anything.
I know. We've had some discussions about some stuff, but there's one thing that for anything that I will not discuss is if you ask me, I say no, because I ask you.
Well, fucking do it then.
I gotta keep guessing. It's got to come when you least expect it.
And at some point, you're gonna, it's finally going to happen. And I'm going to be like, Jesus Christ, come on.
I hope that's not your reaction. I know, right? As long as your reaction is anything but, well, that was quick or something like that, you know. Finally.
No, finally you've been there.
It, well, yes, it probably
like
whispered
in your ear, like, finally. Yeah, I don't know, like, do you have any goals for, like, not, again, like, we just talked about how, like, setting goals is not always a great idea because things happen.
They
like,
do happen.
But, like...
I had goals for that specific subject, and things happened. It's something, you know, I can't control, so, you know, when it happens, it happens.
Yes.
I'm not going to plan it anymore. Well, I'll plan it, obviously.
I was going to say, so I'm never getting married.
It's just going to be like one Tuesday, we're watching TV. Oh, shit, you know what? Let's get married.
Like, I'll be like, all right, there's a wedding chapel downstairs, let's get it done.
Let's do it.
Anything you would like to occur in your 30s? Not a goal, perhaps, but maybe like things that you would be very happy if they were to come to
be. This one's a weird one because I'm at a point now where I'm not sure how I could accomplish it.
Okay.
Financial stability.
Oh my God, I know, right?
Like, not like, I don't want to be rich.
I just want to...
I just want to have money. I don't want to look... I don't want to get a paycheck and be like, shit. You know, like...
I gotta say, like, unless I have a hit novel, I don't think it's something that's doable for a long time.
I know. Financial stability would be fantastic, yeah, but it's
like
not
that's,
coming.
That's why I keep writing. My goal is not to be rich, but to be financially stable.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have to, like, oh, shit, you know what? I was gonna go, like, suggest we go out and get dinner, but I don't have any money. So yeah. It has to wait till payday.
Yeah. That is a thing that I hope to never have to say again. Is, well, I'll have to wait till payday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, unless you get a big promotion at work and I'm already doing well enough with the book sales that, like, it covers rent and it covers what I have to put aside for taxes and puts more money in the savings account. But, like, I said this the other day to a girl at work. It's like, I want really bad to go get another tattoo. Like, I've got the itch. I want another one. I've wanted another one for a long time. But then I'm like, I look at my bank accounts and go, I could afford a tattoo. We have enough in savings that I could get a very large tattoo with what we have in savings. I could probably tattoo most of my body with what we have in savings.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, or I could put that in an RRSP with, you know, compound interest, and then we can take that money and eventually we can apply that to a down payment on the house without having any money taken off in taxes, which could... And I'm like, fuck, we're old as shit! Like, goddamn responsibility!
Yeah.
So every time I think, maybe we should splurge on something so fun. Maybe we should go out and, like... Like, I hummed and hawed about getting, like, a tablet for, like, a year to do, like, not even just, but something to write on for, like, a year before I actually did it. Because I was like, oh, that's about $500. I don't want to spend, like, five. We have the money. We just don't want to spend it because that money, like, my goal for that money is to buy a house.
Well, that's like the PlayStation 4. Recently, we bought the PlayStation 4. Well, I bought the PlayStation 4. There wasn't a moment where I didn't have enough money to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could have walked out and bought one on day one. I could have.
Mm-hmm.
Just with money I had lying around. But every cent that went into the PlayStation 4 was money I earned after the fact doing work.
Mm-hmm.
Like comics or t-shirt sales or whatever. I didn't just use the money I had because I was like, no, this money is needed for other things that may never happen.
Like a house?
Well, that's not what I meant, but I meant like...
No, seriously, that's my number one goal. And well, it's like, I don't even know where I was thinking
at that moment was, Laura's not working. I could suddenly not be working. We have a lot of money that could be saved for things. It's best to not spend it.
Yeah. Oh,
things.
Exactly.
You know, and like you never know. I mean, when I got laid off from the radio station, I thought I'd be working there for the rest of my life.
That's not a reality, and
yeah.
this day and age. Like, to,
well, I didn't think I'd be working there for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? I didn't think it'd be done after 2 years. Like, I've been at this job longer than I was at that job.
Yeah. But that's the thing, like, when my parents started that, and they thought it was the same thing, like, it was going to happen for our generation. Obviously, they were not correct, but my dad showed up and started working at a steel mill right out of high school, and he worked there for almost 40 years and then retired.
My dad has worked at Union Gas. His first day, he started in the mailroom, and he's been there ever since, and he's coming up on his retirement soon.
Yeah, and my
mother...
And
he's been there for like 45, 50 years almost.
From what I can gather from my mother, she worked at a grocery store in high school, then she worked at a credit union, and then she worked for a company called Don Raymond doing payroll, where she was doing payroll for Allen Candy, as an outside, like a kind of like what you are for Paramount.
Yeah.
And the guy from Allen Candy approached her and said, "I like the work you're doing. Come work for me. I'll pay you more if you work straightly for me, like right to me." Because obviously he's probably paying less because he's not having to pay an outside service, and she's earning more because all the money goes straight to her.
Yeah.
And she worked for him until he sold the company to Cadbury. And then she continued doing the same job at Cadbury until she retired.
Yeah.
That's it. That doesn't really happen anymore.
Mm-hmm. And it's even started to get into, like, even our parents can't pull that off. My mom thought that she was going to be working where she was working for till she retired, and then they laid her off.
And my mother technically got laid off, and but she wanted to get laid off. Like, yeah.
Didn't your dad technically get laid? Like, yeah. They basically just bought him out.
They
bought
out all... my dad worked for Stelco, and they bought out all the salary employees with over 30 years experience.
Yeah.
So he got a lot of money to retire. Like a lot of people did. Like, that whole thing is just a, I don't know.
Wacky.
Well, it's just the whole steel industry around here is stupid. But that was the thing. Like, I honestly, my backup plan when I went to university was I could always work at Stelco.
Yeah.
Like, if I can't find a job at a school, I will literally just go. I applied at Stelco. In my last job, when I was working there my last summer, because I worked there 3 summers, I said, I can do this. Like, it's easy. I'm getting paid astronomical amounts of money for no work.
Yeah.
Like, I can do this for 30 years and retire. Put in my 30 years and retire and be done. Like, it's an easy job. I'm driving heavy equipment. You know, it's all good. I'm outside. It's a nice job. And by the time my third year kind of rolled around, like, I applied and I kind of knew that, like, things were brewing at that point when I started my third year, and like I made it known that I would take a full-time job if it was offered, and they, like, it was just whispers were starting that the company was going to get bought out and things were changing, and then they were like, this is the last year for summer students, and I was like, well, shit, I got lucky there.
Yeah.
And they hired a few more the next year, but it wasn't like it ever was before, and it was just, there was a lot of changes going on, and it just, it never happened. But that was my backup plan. It was a backup plan for all the girls I was working with at the time. Like, because my whole department, it was so funny. Like, we were driving heavy equipment, and the bosses were like, we specifically put the girl students on the heavy equipment because they're a lot better to the machines than the boys.
Mm-hmm.
They drive them a lot more respectfully than the boys do, and we find there's a lot less damages and injuries. Like, sweet. I was so scared when I started doing that job too. I thought I was gonna kill somebody. I didn't think I was gonna kill myself, but there's a lot of stupid people out there. But yeah, like, that was my backup plan. And my backup plan at, God, I was 20 years old. My backup plan for my career fell through before I even finished university.
Yeah. You know what's funny is the longest time is my brother. It was always suggested to him that if he, you know, couldn't find what he wanted to do, he could go work with my dad at Union Gas. And my dad basically drives a truck around all day and looks at meters and does all sorts of stuff outside. And my brother was so adamant that that was the last thing that he ever wanted to do. And now he drives a truck around, checks meters, and he's pretty happy with it. So it's kind of funny that after all those years of him resisting it, that's what he's doing now.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's, I think that too, like, you're buying a house is kind of, gives you a shift in attitude, I would say, because that's a lot more responsibility. And like, they've talked about planning a family, and it's like, well, I've, you know, basically got to take one for the team and like get a, you know, it might not be my dream. And it, like I said, at 20 years old, I was like, this isn't my dream job, but I'll do it.
Yeah.
And that fell through. And too bad. Like, I tried, but so it's yeah. Life throws curveballs.
It definitely does. Yeah. It definitely does.
Well, did
does.
You ever think you'd be working for an ad agency?
I never did. My brother went to school for advertising. It's hilarious that I am in advertising and I never went to school a day for advertising.
Now, here's a question. In your 30s,
mm-hmm.
do you think you might want to try driving?
Yes. That's been kind of a backwards goal for me. Back burner. Goal for me for a while. For those who don't know, obviously from you can figure it out from what we've been talking about, I don't drive. I don't have a license. I've had a license. It expired.
Yeah, I have to start from scratch.
I have to start right from the beginning.
Maybe that's what I can get you for your birthday. I can get you a driver's handbook.
Get me a driver's handbook.
My mother can probably get one free from work.
I was going to say, I have one, but it might be out of date.
It's probably very
good. And what that boils down to is that's the one thing that I say, like, if anyone's like, if you could go back in time and tell yourself anything, what would it be? I'd say get your fucking license when you were 16.
I love driving. Like, seriously, as much as other drivers infuriate me,
yeah.
when I can just drive and not have to worry about anybody else, it is one of the... I wish I had a nice car because, like... There are not many things in this world that feel better than an open road and the tunes going and driving fast.
Yeah.
It's a great feeling.
See, the thing is like, I never got to that point. I never did because I only had, like, in Canada, I don't know what it is like in the States or anywhere else, but I had my G1. And I guess that's
only... It's my learner's permit,
yeah. So basically, I couldn't drive without someone there coaching me. So I couldn't have the music up loud, and I couldn't just, like, enjoy the drive.
Unless you were your brother, like, you stole the car.
Yeah, that's probably why Sam enjoyed it so much, is my brother would steal the car and drive around. Well, he wouldn't steal it. I mean, it's our car. He'd borrow the car, and he'd drive it around throughout in the middle of the night when everyone else was asleep. And, you know, so he got to drive around on the roads and just kind of do his own thing. And I don't know. I guess I felt it was too much pressure having somebody there, you know, watching me all the time. I don't know what it was.
Don't get me wrong. It is intimidating, especially, like, growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my dad, we just assumed my dad would teach me to drive. Because my dad is a very good driver. My dad used to be on a pit crew. Like, one of his, like, jobs as a kid was, like, he was on pit crews for, like, race tracks. And my dad is a gearhead, and he loves cars, and he's a very good driver. He's getting older, so I assume that's probably going to start changing over time. But, we just always assumed he'd teach me how to drive. And it was just so much pressure having him in the seat next to me that I kept fucking up. Like, and then he was like, I was like, can I try learning with mom? And, like, I did driver training, too.
Yeah.
And it was a lot easier to do my practice with my mom.
Yeah. See, that's I did practice with my mom, but not as much as I did with my dad or with the driver's training guy. Who I was told I should try and learn with was my brother, because his wife actually didn't drive when they first started dating, and he actually taught her to drive.
Yeah.
And she said that he was great and a great teacher, and I asked him to teach me, and he's like, well, maybe I'll have time, and he didn't. So
I'll teach her to drive. See?
you basically said before that you won't put up with any of my shit.
No, so. I won't, but... I helped teach Alicia how to drive because in Canada you have to have, I can't remember what the requirement. My sister's younger than me, like a lot younger than I am. But I had my license long enough because you have to have it either from your G1 to and be fully licensed. And it's been 5 years since you got your G1 and you're all because we have G1, G2, and you're full G to drive a car. And I think what it is you've had to have gotten your G1 at least 5 years ago and now be a fully licensed driver at the G, and then you can teach someone how to drive. My sister's so much younger than I am that I had all those requirements, so I helped teach my sister how to drive. It was me and my mom who taught Alicia how to drive the car, and we had a really, like, I at the same time I would say my personality has been very much the same. Mm-hmm. And but no, it was I, and people have told me I should have been a teacher, and I'm like, fuck kids, but like,
yeah,
like, not tooting my own horn, but I've been told many times, like, I've trained people at work. I've trained a lot of people at my old job. I was the trainer of people. I have helped. It's so funny, like, I made a comment to like a customer who used to, I guess, come into, I don't remember, I'm coming to the comic store. I was like, didn't you used to work at the comic store? And I was like, yeah. He's like, weren't you the manager there? I was like, yeah. He's like, are you the manager here? I'm like, oh, no. You know, I kind of lean my, like, tilt my head at the woman who's actually our manager. And I was like, she runs this place. Taryn kind of looks up at me and she's like, well, you've kind of taken on a whole bunch of stuff, too. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But yeah, like, I'm like, when people, like, get caught up on the registers and don't know what to do or something like that, like, they call me over, like, and I've been told that I'm a very good teacher. I'm very patient. It's so funny, I'm not a patient person at all, but as a teacher I am.
Yeah,
because I think I put myself in that mindset of, like, okay, if, you know, this was me being taught, the teacher losing their patience isn't going to do any good. Like, I think I could do a very good job teaching how to drive.
Yeah.
We could definitely try.
True. If for anyone wondering why I never bothered, where I lived and where I went to school, it was very easy for me to take public transit.
And it was not for me.
Yeah, no, it was quite easy for me to take public transit everywhere. My first real job was within walking distance of where I lived. And then my second real job was a quick bus ride from where I lived. So, you know, I never needed to drive because I always was able to just hop on a bus or whatever. Or if I was going out with friends, you know, people didn't mind picking me up until they did.
And I say, and the older I got, when I was young, I didn't mind. Cause when I got my license, like, it was like, okay, you're 16. I think it was like the day after my birthday, I got my G1. And then it was like, okay, I did the driver's training. I can get my G2 within the 10 months. I got my G2 within the 10 months. Mm. I waited a while to get my G because I just got lazy. But, like, it was like, no, you need to be a fully licensed driver because you need to get a job. Like, end of story. You're working, you're driving, like, this is what it's going to be. And it's because I lived in the middle of nowhere. I had no choice. My parents were like, no, you will get your license and you're going to get it right away. Mm-hmm. And it was the same thing with my sister. Like, we live in the middle of nowhere. You have to drive. Like, end of story. And so it wasn't like pressure. It was just like, this is how things are. Like, we're going to live in the middle of nowhere. You have to drive. And that's my reason for saying you maybe want to learn how to drive. Even if you're not, like, unless you end up being a fantastic driver, I'd still probably be the primary driver of the family, like, yeah. You know what I mean? Because I like driving. Like, I don't mind being the driver, and I don't like being the passenger most of the time.
Yeah.
But no, what I was gonna say is, if at some point we're going to buy a house, I don't want to be pinned down to where we can look by
where I have to get commute the train from,
and I don't want to make you take, like, say, because, like, they're moving the Hamilton GO station. Mm-hmm. And I've been looking into this. They're moving the Hamilton GO station at some point. So at some point, either you're going to have to take a bus to the train, and then the train to work, and then the subway, well, the train to Toronto, and then subway to your work. And that's an extra public transit in the process if you get into work. And you don't want to do that.
No.
And I don't want you to have to do that. But even if we were to move to Burlington, shortens your commute.
Yeah.
There's a good chance you have to take the bus, and Burlington's buses are not. Hamilton's buses aren't good, but there's more of them than there are in Burlington.
Definitely.
So unless we want to be pinned down by being right beside a GO station, you're probably going to have to learn to drive.
Yep.
Because you're going to have to, even if it's that 5 minutes to drive, like 5 minutes down the street to get to the GO station, that's, you know, it's going to save you a lot of time. And, like, if that happens, what we would probably... See, I've got it all planned out in my head. But again, life throws curveballs. Like, what would probably make the most sense is if we kept the Yaris, and that would be, like, your beater car of your point A to point B, and we'd probably get, like, I want a Corolla. They're so reliable.
I love that, too. Laura's dream car. Everyone's like, man, I need a Lamborghini. And you're,
I would,
like,
love an Aston Martin. Mm. But my, like, reasonable dream car is a Corolla. But yeah, and then, like, I would take the Corolla, and that would be our drive around most of the time. But, like, your A to B car could be the Yaris.
Yeah.
It's a good little car.
I mean, and as we get older, too, there's other things where it's like, oh, maybe Laura shouldn't be driving. You know, maybe you should drive because Laura is, I don't know, having a baby or something, you know?
Call a cab.
Call a cab.
Yeah, no, exactly, right? And the cabs aren't so great in the city anyway. So, but it's just, if at some point, and then, like, you hear that, like, Canada's average house price went up again. Up 7%. It's over $400,000 to buy a house in Canada now, on average. Mm. And it's just like, we need $40,000 to get the minimum down payment. We have money saved up, but we don't have $40,000. Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, life is hard. Why don't we have money?
Yeah. Financial stability is the
number one. I guess. I don't even need a big house. Just a house where we can say it's ours. And then we have to have enough money that if something comes up, which it inevitably will, we have enough money to cover that. Like, look at your brother. They're roof leaked. Yeah. And, like, I know so many people who have bought a house and it's like, and this is one, I watch a lot of house shows. I haven't watched any lately because I've been watching, like, Arthur while I've been writing. But, like, so many people, when they buy their house and they get their mortgage, and their mortgage is, like, in Toronto, say it's $1 million. Mm-hmm. And they're like, all right, we have $1 million to buy a house. We spent $1.1 million. Go us. It's like, but now you have no money left over for anything. If anything comes up, you're broke. You're fucked. So it's like, if we were able to swing, average house price is $400,000. I don't think we'd ever get, like, we're going to get that unless one of us ends up getting rich. Say we have $300,000 as a mortgage. I wouldn't want to go over $250,000. Like, because I want that extra cushion of if the roof leaks, if the furnace breaks, you know, if this happens, we've got a cushion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I think we're just too responsible.
Yeah.
I mean, if we were irresponsible, we could have a house already.
It's true.
And that's the thing. If we were irresponsible and bought a house based on you taking the go from... Because they put those townhouses in up there that were actually affordable.
Yep.
And if we... They're just up the street. They're just as close to the GO station as we are right now. We could have bought one of those and they're moving the GO station.
Yep.
It's like, well, shit. So unless you... And there's not any parking for that GO station either. So, no. Like... Basically, it's looking like we're not going to be able to stay in Hamilton.
I know.
Isn't that a shit?
Yeah.
Fucking Hamilton, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, like, I want to write... I don't know. Who's in charge of where the GO station goes?
I don't know. It's in Councillor Farr's neighborhood.
I'm going to send him a message. Be like, Dear Mr. Farr, we're moving to Burlington because of the move of the GO station. We would have been content to stay downtown core for the rest of our lives because we like it here. But with the GO station moving, we can't see it feasible. We're going to have to move to Burlington. Maybe Oakville. Oakville's more money, though.
Yeah. You remember who Councillor Farr is,
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Councillor Farr used to be the host of the radio show I worked on. He went into politics.
But Burlington's rated, like, number one or two city to live in all of Canada.
Yeah, that's good.
So, I mean, we would have that going for us if we... That's why it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Well, the thing, it's expensive, so, like... Unless we were to move to, like, Milton, which is cheaper.
Yeah.
I don't want to live in Milton. Milton.
Hey, people who live in Milton.
Fuck you.
I wasn't going to say that, but.
Fuck your city. But that's the thing. Like, this is still down the road, right? Yeah. Obviously, we don't have enough money to buy anyway, and you'd need to get your license at some point before this happens. And I could start taking you for drives once you get your license.
Mm-hmm.
I even have places where I know I could take you that would be empty. It would just be us on the road. Yeah. You wouldn't have to worry about it. I would take you out where I learned. Be less people on it now because Stelco's closed.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I guess on that moment, I mean, unless you have anything.
You're a grown up.
I know.
I don't even, like, that's the thing. I had one girl at work tell me that, like, I was like, I'll be 30 in like 6 months. And she was like, I thought you were 23. And I was like,
I wish I was still 23.
I don't. Oh my God. No. That's one thing. Just on a closing note.
Yeah.
If, like, I had to go back to 23, I'd be noping the fuck out of that because as much as it's like, man, I wish I had more money and, man, I miss, you know, like, I had a house and, man, but when I was 23, I was in an unhealthy relationship. I lived with my parents. I had a part-time job. Well, I have a part-time job now, but I'm between the two things. I'm making more money. Blah, blah, blah. So I had a... God, at 23... I think I had just started working at the comic store and I was working like 2 days a week. I just was not a happy person. Things weren't going great. And like, I didn't know who I was. And I'm excited for 30. Like, as much as it's like we're getting old and yeah. like, but I'm like who I am more now. Like, I like being older. I like the independence that mm-hmm. I have. I like that I'm in a stable relationship. I like that as much as we're like, we wish we had financial stability, we're working hard to get there.
Yeah, we know other people our age that are like, man, we should do what you guys are doing because we're screwed.
Yeah, like, again, we're not wealthy, but like, we could theoretically, like, with the money we have, get a mortgage. It just wouldn't be very good, and we'd have to pay a lot of insurance on it.
Yeah.
And that would cost us more money in the long run. So it's like, because I think minimum's $5,000, and we easily have that.
Yeah.
But we'd have to pay mortgage insurance on that. And we don't want to do that.
No.
So what your sister-in-law said was the best thing that they did was have a wedding.
Yeah.
And that helped a lot. I don't want a big wedding, so hopefully we can still get just as much, you know, cash prizes.
Cash prizes.
Fabulous cash prizes!
Hooray!
And not break the bank having a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And ask your parents for that money that your mother's been saving for a house instead.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to have a wedding. I don't want her to have that money go to waste. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she would be... You tell her it would get her grandbabies faster.
Didn't I said once what we should do is we should give them money and then we can buy a house and then we can have the wedding and the reception at the house.
Yes! That's such a good idea! Oh my god! Can we do that?
I don't know. It's not our money.
That's such a good idea!
We can't exactly.
Again, tell your mother that the sooner I have a house, the sooner there's a grandbaby for her.
Okay.
Because, like...
So much for you need to drive first.
Oh, no. Like, again, you need to do that part first. Uh-huh. Like, we need to get that taken care of before anything else can happen. But, like, you just let her know if she's apprehensive about, like, oh, well, you're not going to have a giant wedding where I can party and get drunk and have fun. Grandbabies.
Okay.
It's like that's gonna be like our ace in the hole.
We'll just hold, hang on to that one.
Yeah, just play that back one close. Pocket.
It's our pocket aces. Yeah. We'll just pull that one out.
Yeah, so that's we don't just throw that one out like tomorrow or no. something. Like call her up, be like, Mom, just so you know, click.
Right. On that note, I think we're gonna end this episode.
You're getting older.
I know. 30.
I'm
gonna go drink some prune juice, take a nap.
Oh my god, it's 10:30. We need to be in bed.
I know. We should have been in bed 2 hours ago.
No, we should have fallen asleep on the couch 2 hours ago.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Watching Frasier. So for this episode of the Untitled Mike and Laura Project, I am Mike.
And you are old.
And we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Step aside, Mercury. It's not you I'm after.
Go bleach your roots, creep.
Well, kids, that's all you get. That's it. Read a book.
Tell me about the cat noise.
The cat noise?
Yeah.
The one that Kratos makes?
Yeah.
The...
I don't think that's what it sounds like.
But I there it goes. Just ran by. Like a teeny ninja. Shit. Oh, I'm drunk, babe.
The Untitled Mike and Laura Project is presented in association with ThisWeekInGeek.net. Check out ThisWeekInGeek.net for more geek content, and you can subscribe to all of our content through iTunes or any other podcatcher. If you want to tell us your thoughts on the Untitled Mike and Laura Project, you can give us a call at our voicemail line at 817-717-7202 or send an email to feedback at ThisWeekInGeek.net. Which I highly recommend you do, as we loves the feedback here at this show. And then, of course, you can contact us on the Twitters at reply Mike Laidman, at reply Laura underscore Raptor, and, of course, at reply This Week in Geek. Follow us while you're at it. We'll be best friends or something.
Did that sound a lot better in your head?
Yes, it did.
Until next week.
Lower your shields and surrender your listenership.